Support for Upfront Inside Atlanta's Entertainment Industry comes from Life Enrichment Realty.
Coming up on this edition of Upfront, Phil Branch talks about his new indie project, Searching for Shaniqua. Beyoncé's fashion stylist, Ty Hunter, chats about working with the global music superstar and his Let's Talk networking event. Actress Krystal Wilson discusses her appearance on the new season of Ayanla, Fix My Life. And singer Philippia is in the studio to dish about her new music, which we'll be playing throughout today's show. But first, here's this week's casting buzz with Reva Blue.
All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
The BET series Being Mary Jane is now casting extras for season 4. Filming will take place in Atlanta, beginning this month through December 2016. The show is looking for actors, dancers, comedians, and news anchor types. Being Mary Jane follows Gabrielle Union as Mary Jane Paul, a very successful news anchor who tries to balance her career, family, love life, and friends in Atlanta, Georgia. Information is available at HiltonCasting.com. That's HYLTON Casting.com. Grammy-winning hip-hop star T.I. is hosting an open casting call for a new film project. The rapper and actor is looking for individuals who were born in Atlanta to fill principal and extra roles. Please bring headshots and resumes to the M. Rich Building located at 115 MLK Jr. Drive, Atlanta, on Thursday, September 15th between 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. In other entertainment news, the T.D. Jakes Show debuts this Monday, September 12th at 2 p.m. at Atlanta's WXIA. The T.D. Jakes Show will feature real personal stories and honest conversations with celebrity and non-celebrity guests, along with the unique signature wisdom that only T.D. Jakes can bring. The show will also air on the Oprah Winfrey Network beginning September 19th at 6 p.m. Opening in theaters this week is When the Bow Breaks, starring Morris Chestnut and Regina Hall. The film features the two as a couple who use a surrogate to have a child. Little do they know, there is more to her than meets the eye. The film also stars Theo Rossi and newcomer Jazz Sinclair. That's today's casting buzz. I'm Reva Blue. You're listening to member-supported Jazz 91.9 WCLK, Atlanta's jazz station, and now the home for in-depth arts and entertainment. Now, back to Upfront with your host, Ray Cornelius.
Who sits up there and name the kids Orangelo and Lemongelo, Lemon Jello and Orange Jello?
I used to cover my name when I first started working at Cracker Barrel. And I would say, hey, my name is Ray, or Shaniqua, if you want to call me that. Then you'd be surprised how many times I've had African-American guests treat me terribly because they stereotyped me first. Oh, that's Shaniqua. You know, immediately they thought, Shaniqua? Oh, I already know she gonna have bad service, she gonna have an attitude.
My name is Treniqua, capital T-R-A, capital N-E-Q-U-A. I remember in preschool, I loved food. So it was like lunchtime, so I ran to the front of the line, and they were like, okay, in order to get your lunch, you have to spell your name. And I'm like, and I had to like run to the back, because I didn't know how to spell my name yet.
The clip you just heard comes from Phil Branch's new documentary project, Searching for Shaniqua. It premiered in Atlanta last month during the Bronze Lens Film Festival and examines the impact that unique Afrocentric, Islamic, and so-called ghetto names have on people's lives. The film also premiered at the Martha's Vineyard Film Festival and was the winner of HBO's Best Documentary Award. Good morning, Phil, and welcome to Upfront.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, not a problem. So this topic of ethnic or excessively urban names has been a taboo subject for quite some time now in the African-American community. What made you want to explore this matter?
I spent a lot of time with friends who were teachers when I first got out of college. And one of the things that would keep coming up was this difficulty with the class roster.
Every
year, or if they were substitute teachers every day. And this one particular day, I had a good friend who came, and she had a rough day substituting, and part of it was because she couldn't pronounce anyone's name. And there was one student on the roster, and she tried to pronounce it, and she said Kashmania, and the whole class begins to laugh. And this girl's name was Kashmonea, and she was so upset that this girl was essentially named Cash Money. And we ended up having this long conversation about names and the impact these names are going to have on kids. That conversation kind of turned into a blog that was very short-lived, and then I had this idea for a documentary where I was going to look for the oldest living Shaniqua, and but then it turned into what this film became, which was this dialogue about how names impact people's lives.
Wow. So, you know, when I was watching the clips from the film and watching the pieces on YouTube, I immediately thought about the iconic scene in Roots, you know, when Kunta Kinte was given his name as a baby. Do you think that someone's destiny is tied to their name?
We had that clip in the film initially. We've taken it out because I think it is so connected to the idea of being renamed. But I don't know if it shapes necessarily your destiny, but I think it can create some obstacles for you. You know, I'm discussing this topic in my classes right now at Howard, and one of the things that keeps coming up is how, you know, people present themselves, they say their names, and automatically people go into a mode in which they respond to them in ways where they think that their name, you know, if your name is Shaniqua, then I respond to you with a "you go girl" or something like that, or a neck roll. But my name is Blair, you don't do that, right? So think about all the ways that's happening. It's happening in social lives, it's happening at work. Then what are the implications if someone is rolling their neck when they meet you? They don't think you're professional, even if you're not that person, right?
Right.
So in some ways, it's shaping your destiny in the sense that people have these perceptions, but you can overcome that. You just have to recognize that these obstacles exist.
So we're listening to Phil Branch, and he's talking about his new documentary project, Searching for Shaniqua. Now, when you found Shaniqua, what did you find from these different young ladies? What was basically their view on their names and the opinions that they had received about their names?
I learned so much, right? Because I went, you know, you go into the project assuming that you're going to, you know, you've heard it all, you've seen some things, and, you know, you're trying to validate the experience that you've had, right?
Right.
And what happened for me was that I listened to these women talk about how it wasn't just about jobs, right? It was about how their siblings treated them. It was about how their aunts treated them. It was about how their friends treated them. And most importantly, it was about how other African-Americans treated them, right? So it's not just this thing about how white people respond to African-Americans who have these names. A lot of the stories, if not most of the stories that I heard from these people who I interviewed, was about how other people who were African-American treated them because of their name. And the idea that because they have a name like Shaniqua, that they come from a certain class level and that they're uneducated and don't have, you know, professional skills and things like that. So that was the big thing that kind of hit me, was the sort of in-race, in-culture sort of bias that exists.
What do you want your viewers to take away from this film?
I think, for me, what I'm seeing in terms of response is exactly what I wanted, is that I want people to feel open enough to have the conversation. Right. Like you said, it's a taboo topic. No one wants to say something bad about somebody who they might love. Right.
Right.
You know, you have friends with these names. You have family with these names. So you don't want to say these things. But I think it's important for you to open the door and say, hey, so how do you feel when people kind of judge you? Or, you know, have you had these experiences? And then when you get people's stories, I think, you know, you're less likely to then do that thing to somebody else. Right. And it helps change the world a little bit. At my screening in Martha's Vineyard, someone approached me and said, you know, I'll never call my grandson by the nickname I've been calling him all these years. And what she had told me was that she didn't like his name, so she just started calling him something else. And she felt so bad after watching the film that she wanted to immediately call him and say, I am sorry, you know, because she realized that he probably felt that she was ashamed of him.
So wow.
I think that's the important piece, is give people their identity. Let them be who they are, and you don't get to tell them who they are.
Now, where can our listeners see Searching for Shaniqua?
We are still in the process of doing festivals. We have two more coming up. We're doing North Carolina. We're doing Harlem. There's a couple more that we have
okay.
Possibly. And we're in the process of getting distribution lined up, but we're in talks now to do some online distribution, a short theatrical, as well as online streaming. So all that information will be on our website as soon as we have it all locked down. But pretty soon, this fall, we'll have a release date.
You just heard my conversation with filmmaker Phil Branch about his new film, Searching for Shaniqua. Phil, thank you so much for being on Upfront today.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Support for WCLK programming comes from Life Enrichment Realty, a full-service brokerage offering appraisals, staging consultations, a professional photographer, and home inspections with every listing. Some restrictions apply. Additional information is available at 678-583-3411 and online at lifeenrichmentrealty.com.
My next guest has worked with Beyoncé for the past 18 years and has been responsible for many of her iconic looks on stage, on red carpets, and at the Met Gala. But there's more to Ty Hunter than styling the world's biggest music star. He also has a passion for giving back and helping the next generation of fashion stylists succeed in the business. So that's why he's teaming up with Beyoncé's other stylist, Raquel Smith, for a one-day networking event titled Let's Talk. Good morning, Ty, and welcome to Upfront. How are you today?
Hey, how you guys doing? Good morning.
So you're taking a break from Beyoncé's Formation Tour for today's networking event here in Atlanta. What was the inspiration behind Let's Talk?
First of all, we're not on tour.
Oh, okay.
It's so great to be able to go see the show. This is my first tour I've never done, and I've never actually sat through a Beyoncé experience ever. I've always been behind the scenes. So it was really cool and great to see. I hit her up each time for a performance and just say how cool it is to be on the other side and not be a part of it, but to experience it from a fan, you know?
Okay.
And that's kind of basically the Ty Let's Talk event started for me and Raquel, just from fans and, you know, friends wanting to know more business, how to really jump into the business and be a stylist and just want to know our story. So this is kind of how Let's Talk came about.
Now, what has it been like working with Raquel? Because you've been, you know, styling Beyoncé for a very long time, and then you've been working with Raquel for 10 years now, styling Beyoncé?
Yeah, you know, she came in like a blessing, because literally it was just me and Miss Tina, and Raquel started out being a intern with Miss Tina at House of Darion.
Okay.
And we just saw her hard work ethics, and it was just good to have someone come on and help me out and help Miss Tina.
Okay. Now, what are some of the topics that you two will be discussing at Let's Talk?
You know, a parenthood, which is a thing that, you know, I have a daughter that's 21.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
Raquel has a son who's one, and just the whole thing about parenthood, a lot of people don't know. It's the good and it's the bad part of the business. You know, you sacrifice, you miss a lot of things. And, you know, I'm kind of jealous now because of FaceTime and, you know, you're able to communicate to your kids. But when I was on the road, you know, forget about it. You just got to call. But parenthood, breaking into the business, longevity, learning how to, you know, get into building relationships with showrooms and designers as well.
Right.
That's one of the things we'll talk about. And just overall answering questions. And, you know, so far I've been getting a lot of great response from everyone. So we're ready.
Cool. Now, Beyoncé has been wearing a lot of African-inspired fashion. Where and when did that sort of come about?
Well, she kind of always, you know, had a few pieces, but like I noticed, like once you know, the mainstream designers started doing it, like Kenzo, we used him more for the grown woman section of the last the tour before last,
right?
And you know, it's just these beautiful garments. I love everything that comes from Africa.
Yeah, yeah. Now, what can some of those that are attending this one day networking event, what else can they expect from you guys as well?
You know, just motivation and just know that you can do and be anything that you want to be. And not even if you're not trying to be a stylist, this is more, we're talking just motivating people and just letting them know that you can step out on faith and do anything you want to. I'm a country boy from Texas who had a vision and, you know, just didn't let my environment keep me from going far. So it's just overall, we hope everyone, I pray that everyone walk away just motivated and pumped up for their next transition in life.
Okay. And my last question, what is the most memorable moment you have working with Beyonce? As we mentioned at the top of the interview, you've been working with her for a number of years, but what is the memory that stands out the most?
I would say definitely Crazy in Love. I answered this a few times. The day when I was looking into the monitor for Crazy in Love, I literally saw this young girl who I've been working with for a couple of years turn into a woman. And it just threw me. I had a moment.
So, Ty, where can listeners find information about today's event?
Today's event, I hope you guys come out. It's going to be fun. We're going to have a great time. You can ask any question. I might want to take any question back, but you can ask any question about the business. Go to www.letstalktyrock.com. That's letstalktyrock.com.
Well, Ty Hunter, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to Upfront, and we look forward to seeing you later on today.
No, thank you guys so much. This was great.
The voice you just heard is Anthony Hamilton, and my next guest, Philippia, the Miami-born Atlanta-raised singer-songwriter, will be performing tonight during the Taste of Soul Atlanta Festival, and stop by the studio to chat about the event and her new music. Well, hello, beautiful. How are you today?
I am good. Long time no see.
I know. The last time I saw you, as you were coming into the building, I told you was when you were
the
on
Georgia
stage.
Lottery, yeah.
Yeah, you were doing an event. You were a contestant for a contest.
I was one of the 12 finalists, yeah.
Yeah. And that was over at what is now called the Scat Show.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Some years ago.
Right across from the W.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So you are performing tonight during the Taste of Soul Atlanta Festival.
Yes,
I am. How did you become a part of this inaugural event?
Well, we were blessed and fortunate to get the phone call.
Okay.
Earlier this year, I believe, my husband got the call. And it was like, okay, well, cool. We'll do that. No problem. But we were about to do the music, One Music Fest.
Okay.
With Timo Goody. So things kind of changed up. So Taste of Food was like, all right, let's get it. Let's go. So very thankful.
Yeah.
Very thankful.
Now, we've been playing your songs all throughout today's show, but you actually have some new music. Let's talk about that.
Mm-hmm. I got some good stuff. Some good stuff. Some grown folks stuff. Some inspirational stuff. But it's good.
Well, tell us a little bit about it.
Well, one of them right now, it's like a Steppers joint called Beautiful. Which we got 11,000 hits off of Facebook alone. Awesome music done by J World. We have it on YouTube now, the video as well. So we'll be doing that tonight on stage. Also, we will be doing my song called Life, spelled LYPH, Living Yours Positively Honest, on stage as well. A couple of people, a lot of fans know a few of the songs, but they do not know about Beautiful. You know, because I haven't done it live.
Okay.
But I'm going to be doing it live. I'm going to be doing Life live. I'm going to be doing Control Love live. I'm going to be doing some live stuff.
Yeah.
And maybe one cover that everybody want me to do. I'm not going to tell you what it is tonight. I just got to keep it on the hush.
We just got to be there tonight. But you know, I've seen you live, and you are awesome. I mean, you really captivate the audience.
Thank you.
You know, we live in a day and age now when a lot of performances are very mechanical.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But to see you live, it's like we don't know what we're going to get. There's this unexpectedness that you always bring to the stage, which I think is what is missing. That's what the old school performers, you just didn't know what you were going to get when you would go and see, an Anita Baker or a Luther Vandross,
right,
a Sade. So
right.
I you know, big ups to you for that.
Thank
you. Now, in addition to this new music, you are also signed to a label.
I was keeping it on the hush for those locally who didn't know what was going on. You know now.
Yeah.
Hey.
Congratulations.
Yes, thank you. I am with i2 Records UK label, Mr. Errol Michael Henry. Hey, Mr. Errol. And my A&R executive right here, Mr. Bernard Hill. He came in town. As a matter of fact, they're moving back to Atlanta. Hey,
yeah,
so boom, boom.
Yeah.
It has been a blessing. Things has just been moving really fast. We have a single that's out right now in the UK.
Okay.
That is blowing up. So it is getting ready to go global. And it's called Because You Love Me. You'll be hearing it really soon. I'm just blessed. I mean, it just, boom, it happened.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's been a long time. People are like, when are anybody going to check you out, Felipia? Why are you not here? Why are you not there? Well, it's not time. So.
And I've learned that. I've learned that a lot of things, I mean, even with this show, it was all about timing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the same thing for you. We have seen you perform around town.
Mm-hmm.
And have been totally blessed by your amazing vocals.
Thank
but
you so much.
We've often always said, you know, why isn't she signed? Why isn't she doing, you know, bigger and better things? And so it's here.
And it's crazy you say that because once upon a time I used to feel that way, you know, like everybody else. And then it took my husband who met me, saw me, told me, he was like, do you know who you are? you're a queen.
Yeah.
You got to stand up and da da da. And I'm like, you know, I'm stubborn a little bit. I'm like, okay. And you know, I had to get myself together to realize that's what it is. So, you know, like they say, it may not come when you want it, but it's right on time.
Yeah,
it's right on time, and it was crazy how it came.
Now you actually starred, and as I was kind of doing my research, it's been 10 years since we've seen you on the big screen. You were last seen in Tyler Perry's Madea's Family Reunion,
yes,
which came out in 2006.
Yes.
Now with Atlanta being the city that it is right now, with a lot of the television and film that's happening, are we going to see you in any films?
You
or
never
projects?
Know. You never know. I might have my own reality show.
Oh.
You never know. So,
okay.
But there.
So we heard it here first, huh?
You heard it here first. You heard it here first. You heard it here first. But as far as that movie, Madea's Family Reunion, that movie is still brand new to a lot of people that's never seen that movie. And I get so many response, like, on a daily basis.
Wow.
We just saw you on television. Wow, you're incredible. Da 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 da. So I'm getting more fans because of that movie as well too. So thank you to Tyler Perry and that beautiful movie that I was in. Yeah.
Well, Felipia, thank you so much for stopping by, and the best of luck to you for tonight's performance.
Thank you.
That was singer Felipia, who will be performing during the Taste of Soul Atlanta Festival that begins today at 10 a.m. and it is located on Northside Drive and MLK.
I'll never hurt you. I'll never compromise your dignity. And when it gets hard, I won't leave you. But I'm gonna push you, because I'm fighting for your life.
Come on, give me the sound. Come on, give me the sound.
That was just a taste of what viewers can expect when they tune in to tonight's season premiere of Ayanla Fix My Life. The High Priestess of Healing is back with a 4-part, multi-week episode that will dispel the myth of the angry black woman and address the misconceptions that are sometimes associated with African-American women, their behavior, and ultimately their cultural identity. The show will feature a number of notable women, including my last guest, actress, producer, and reality star, Krystal Wilson. Welcome to Upfront. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing well. Look, I'm better. I'm better than I was, and striving to be better than I am today.
Yeah. So, you know, I have to say, I was totally shocked when they sent me the trailer for Ayanla Fix My Life, this new season, and I'm watching it, and they're talking about, you know, this whole angry black woman syndrome, and it's a 4-part series, and I see your face, and I'm like, wait a minute, is that Krystal Wilson?
Yes.
So how did you, you know, how did you become a part of this particular 4-part series?
Right. From being on From the Bottom Up, which is also a docuseries that I'm part of,
right,
I did a session with the life coach, Jennifer Lester. And I was very apprehensive about going to see that life coach. And I just did it for the sake of the show because it's something that they had set up for us. And I didn't think I was going to really benefit from it. However, I did. It was one of the greatest things that happened for me from being on that show because I didn't realize how much help that I did need to heal from pains of the past in order to really get my greatest and grandest payoff in the future. So some of the producers saw me on that show, and a publicist that I was working with, Keon Moon, he was in contact with them, and they said, well, we would be interested in having her on Iyanla because we really think that she would benefit from taking part in this. So that's kind of how it came about.
I'm talking to actress and reality star Krystal Wilson, who is appearing in tonight's episode of Iyanla Fix My Life and in the new season of BET's From the Bottom Up. Now, you guys just finished taping the second season.
Yes, we did.
What would you, I guess now that you guys are done, what was it like this second time around?
You know, the second time around it's been an experience that I would say definitely tested the tools that I learned in the Healing House with Iyanla.
Okay.
Last season, I still was dealing with a lot of the pressures of just the bottom that I had hit at some point, and being betrayed by somebody very close to me. And that'll be revealed on Iyanla. So my wall was up against a lot of the women, and, you know, just to protect myself. And a lot of things I did, I would laugh through them, or I would play them off, or I would just kind of maybe shut down. So this time my challenge was to be more open, to receive, you know, people in all levels and where they are in their lives, and also try to learn something from each of the women and find the good in each of the women. And it became challenging sometimes because we added some new personalities.
Okay.
So even though I kind of had an idea of the women that we were dealing with last season, this season, having two very strong personalities join us, and then me being on a path of healing, it was interesting. Yeah. And I'm proud of myself. I'm proud of myself because there were moments where I was so pushed to my limit and to not have the reaction of jumping on a table or busting out a window or, you know,
right.
or beating up, no, right. or letting Ronnie come out, so
yeah,
to speak.
Yeah.
Because people, when they meet me, a lot of times they're like, oh my gosh, like, you're nothing like Ronnie. And I'm not
right.
when you meet me, but it had to be that in me for me to play that role that well.
Right.
And I can click over into like, okay, wait a minute now, honey.
And we're actually talking about Ronnie. You portrayed Ronnie in the, oh my gosh, I would say the iconic Players Club yeah. that came out during the 90s. And, you know, and but here's the thing, you've done so much more
yes.
than that. And you've been acting in a number of movies and TV series, and one in particular that you guys are still it's still going is
yes.
the Merry Christmas Baby, which was part of the whole Marry Me for Christmas series and well really franchise
Friend.
That's been
yes.
on Up Network. So let's talk about that. Let's transition into that and talk about that.
Well, here's the thing. It's so funny because I'm always I'm never the what is it called when they say don't be a person's option or be their choice or whatever.
Okay.
I'm never the choice
okay.
for whatever reason.
Okay.
But then I'm that option because that role was not for me as Aunt Elizabeth in the Christmas special. But Keith Neal, who is over at Swirl Films.
Uh-huh.
He's known me for years. He's seen me work. He knows that I've done, you know, I've traveled, I've done tours. I did Mary, let's see, what was it? Why Did I Get Married with Tyler Perry? It was like my first play. I did it for 3 years. A lot of people don't know that. I also have done, let's see, Man of Her Dreams. I did that for like 6 years. I toured with that. So he knows my range. So he'll call me in. He'll be like, okay, listen, like this, all these deals didn't work out with these other girls. And I keep telling them they need to call you in. They need to see you because people get stuck and they think, oh my God, Ronnie,
yeah.
how can Ronnie be a mom? How
yeah.
can Ronnie be this aunt? How can Ronnie play? But I'm like, no, you have to look at the actress, Krystal. I can do all those things. So I went in and it didn't allow them enough time to have another selection besides her. And so I went and I did the part of Aunt Elizabeth in the first Christmas film. And I remember like the executive saying, oh my goodness, like you are our favorite character. Like we absolutely love what you did with the role. And since then we've gone on to do it for 4 years. So this is our fourth year. Okay. We want them to give us a series.
Yeah. Well, Crystal, thank you so much for stopping by Upfront and much success to you. We cannot wait to see the show tonight. And tell us when, or can you tell us when From the Bottom Up is going to be premiering again on Centric?
From the Bottom Up will be premiering in October.
Okay.
I don't know the exact date, but it will still be on Saturday nights. And okay. It's supposed to be the end of October that they're releasing that. So definitely tune in.
Okay. And then what about Merry Christmas Baby? When is that going to?
Merry Christmas Baby will be released November the 13th and running through the first of the year.
Okay.
So I'm so excited about all the great things that are happening. I want to thank you for having me here and for always being such a gentleman and just always embracing me whenever you see me. That's powerful. It means a lot.
No problem. Thank you. We appreciate you coming on the show. Have a good one.
Okay, you too.
All right.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's show. I'd like to thank my guests, filmmaker Phil Branch, fashion stylist Ty Hunter, singer Philippia, and actress and reality star Crystal Wilson. I would also like to thank my engineer, Mark Angel, and would like to thank you for tuning in to Upfront. Don't forget to join us next Saturday, September 17th at 9 a.m. for another show. Happy Saturday, Atlanta. If you like today's show, please hit us up at WCLK.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Support for Upfront Inside Atlanta's entertainment industry comes from Life Enrichment Realty and online at LifeEnrichmentRealty.com.